Louisiana practice? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I have some pain in it, so, you know, just dealing with that.
Mike says there's a real give and take with everybody involved about whether to practice, how hard to practice, how many reps, what's it like? I mean, that give and take.
The hardest part for me is I'm a tough guy. I want to be on the field. I don't like missing practice. And, you know, I hate missing practice. So trying to be smart and be tough at the same time is difficult for me. But I understand that I have limitations and that I have to be smart about it. But it's hard and difficult at times.
Do you think you were smart today?
No.
When you're out there in pain, how do you kind of push through that when you don't want to come off the field, when you don't want to have practice?
Because I know at some point during the season I'm going to be in pain and I'm going to have to play. And I'm going to have to be productive when I do play. So trying to push through it right now is more of a mindset for me. It's nothing to be worried about. You know, I may look like I'm in a lot of pain, and I may be in a lot of pain, but I'll be fine.
Do you think that develops resilience almost?
What's that?
Do you think that just develops resilience almost?
To an extent, yes.
Is there a point, though, at this point of the camp in preseason, there's diminishing returns by trying to push too hard, knowing that...
Diminishing what?
Returns that, you know, it could either aggravate it or set you back in any way when we're 3 weeks away from when you really need to push.
I think I'll be fine.
Okay. So Randall, what is the biggest issue, though? Is it mobility, pain, combination of the two?
A little bit of both.
So can I go back to your no answer from before? So what's going through your mind when we're all watching you. You're holding your arm against your body, and yet you're not coming out in that first string offense. What are you thinking when you're feeling that much pain and yet you're not coming out?
What am I thinking?
Yes.
I'm thinking about the next play and what I have to do on the next play.
But you do realize that you're an important part of this offense for the long term, right?
Yeah, I understand.
And so how do you weigh that back and forth by just shutting
like
it down?
Like I said, I think it's a line between being tough and being smart, and I think us collectively together, between coaching staff, myself, and the training staff, we have to figure out what that line is, and I think we're flirting with it right now. So I got to take it upon myself personally to be smarter with my communication with the coaching staff and training staff.
Randall, what was the genesis of this injury? Where did it start?
I couldn't tell you exactly. It was sometime during family night. I don't know when.
Do you need them to maybe hold you out tomorrow? Just take it out of your own power to play?
I mean, we'll probably talk about it here in a little bit. I'm sure Coach McCarthy's looking for me right now. So, and I'm trying to get to the training room to get some treatment on it. So just dream this part with it. No, I haven't. I still think I got a lot of work to do. And that's another reason I want to miss practice, because I still feel I have a lot that I need to work on. And when you don't practice, you can't work on those things. So it's like I said, it's trying to balance those two.